Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. With the jury in place, opening statements are now getting underway this morning in the Donald Trump hush money trial. Our Glenn Shuck is in Lower Manhattan.
The jury, consisting of seven men and five women, now part of this historic trial. The 34 felony counts against the former president and presumptive Republican nominee. The allegations that Trump falsified business records that were linked to hush money payments made by Michael Cohen to porn star Stormy Daniels. And that DA Alvin Bragg saying all of this was intended to influence the outcome of the 2016 election. But as for Trump, he says it's all a hoax to keep him off the campaign trail.
It's a shame. And I'm sitting here for days now, from morning till night, in that freezing room, freezing. Everybody was freezing in there.
So after these opening statements, the prosecution will be calling their first witness, although they have not said exactly who that will be. Security extremely heavy here in the blocks around the courthouse for a trial that could last into June. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, 100 Center Street.
Well, Donald Trump has made his feelings about the legitimacy of his hush money trial quite clear, but a new Siena poll says most New Yorkers don't feel the same way as the former president. Siena College pollster Steven Greenberg telling 1010 Winds.
77% of Democrats say it is a legitimate trial, but Republicans, 66 to 18%, say it's a witch hunt. Independents side with Democrats, but not overwhelmingly. 44% of independent voters think it's a legitimate trial versus 37% who think that it is simply a witch hunt.
That same poll had some bad news for Governor Hochul. Her favorability is hitting an all-time low.
Currently, 40% of New Yorkers say they have a favorable view of Kathy Hochul. 49%, the highest number it's ever been, say they have an unfavorable view of Hochul. Back in February, it was 41% favorable, 46% unfavorable.
Voters say they're frustrated by the rise in crime and the governor's handling of the migrant crisis. Well, another MTA worker has been attacked while on duty after she tried to wake a sleeping passenger. Our Glenn Shuck following the story. He joins us now live.
And still police here at the Van Cortlandt Park station, Linda, by 242nd Street here in the Bronx. This MTA cleaner just doing her job, trying to wake up that woman asleep on the one train about 4 this morning. When that woman sprung up, she had something in her hand. It appeared to be pepper spray, and then sprayed it in this worker's face. In fact, a 53-year-old woman who's a worker for the MTA had to go to the hospital to get checked out as the woman in her 30s, a suspect, ran off. The riders I spoke with here this morning, including this guy, seemed pretty frustrated by all this.
But there's a lot of homeless people. I mean, you know, that's a fact. And there's people sleep on the train. I don't know if they're undermanned, but they don't seem to necessarily monitor that so well. So I feel for anybody that's attacked when they're just doing their job early in the morning. That's assault.
Now, last Monday, in fact, an MTA worker was punched in the face in Queens after waking up a sleeping man, but that suspect was quickly arrested. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Live here near the station at Van Cortlandt Park.
Police are asking for help finding the man who sexually assaulted a woman in Soho yesterday. About 4 a.m. Sunday, the 23-year-old woman was walking into a residential building on Prince and Thompson Streets when a man followed her inside, put her into a chokehold and raped her. He then fled the scene. Police say the man was wearing a dark hoodie with a heart shape on it, gray pants with stripes, and orange sneakers. Anyone with any information about him is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. Students at Columbia University are taking classes remotely today as the pro-Palestinian protests continue on campus. Our Marla Diamond is following the story. She joins us now live.
And Linda, on the eve of Passover, the gates to the Columbia campus and the Barnard campus are closed to anyone without ID. But classes are being held remotely, as you said. A statement to the university community from Columbia's president came at 1:30 in the morning as dozens of pro-Palestinian protesters remain on the campus. Manu Shafik saying tensions have been amplified by individuals not affiliated with Columbia who have come to pursue their own agendas, and we need a reset. The university has decided to double the number of its officers instead of using the NYPD as they did on Thursday when over 100 arrests were made in an attempt to break up this tent city here on the green. Mayor Adams released a statement last night that said in part he is horrified and disgusted with the anti-Semitism and offered the NYPD's help if the university calls for it, which they have not. Organizers of the campus protest, Columbia University Apartheid Divest, and Columbia Students for Justice in Palestine said in a statement, "We have been peaceful. They have distanced themselves from the non-student protesters who have gathered outside the campus, calling them inflammatory individuals who do not represent us." Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live at Columbia University.
And police are investigating after a man was found stabbed to death inside the luxury Public Hotel in Lower Manhattan last night. Cops responded about 11:15 p.m. to the hotel on Christie Street and found the 49-year-old man with multiple stab wounds. He was pronounced dead at the scene. There have been no arrests, and police say the investigation is ongoing. Today is Earth Day, and the organization New York Cares is giving New Yorkers ways to give back to their community and their environment today. They're offering volunteer opportunities across all five boroughs. Sapreet Sulija, who's the executive director of New York Cares, says one of the initiatives for volunteers is beautifying Marcus Garvey Park.
Volunteers will be doing things in collaboration with the Park Service, like planting flowers, building wooden garden boxes, mulching, working on restoring some of the fences and benches in the park. We know that public spaces are really important for the health of the residents.
Other projects they're taking on today include distributing meals to those experiencing food insecurity, revitalizing other parks and gardens, teaching local students how to play chess, and much more. One Long Island town is trying to bring some Hollywood glitz to the East Coast. And no, it's not on the East End.
Huntington is a happening place. I'm here in the Village of Huntington, where there are restaurants, shopping, and Heckscher Park that has a large pond and fountains and places to take a walk. And a stone's throw from here, there are a number of beaches. The town supervisor, Ed Smith, wants producers and directors to take notice of all that Huntington has to offer. That's why he's making a push for movies and TV shows to be filmed right here.
We also offer diverse, organized, and skilled labor. Our town office of film and television is your one-stop resource for the local services you'll need.
That's from the town's website. In November, there will be a festival to invite the film and TV production industry to consider Huntington as a base for future productions. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Huntington, Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.